it's a double-edged sword because on one hand, I like working in the first person because I'm always interested in the thought processes of characters. If you saw a man made of stone come to life and start walking through buildings, what goes through your head? And that's what I'm interested in. And it's much easier in the first person. You get that. It's a more personal experience. And I think in many ways, good and bad, all of my characters are kind of elements of myself. Like even Andy in The Stone Man is a bit of an arsehole. And he's kind of like the negative parts of my personality turned up to 11, mm-hmm. you know. And like Nigel in Vigilante is kind of my naivety turned up to 11 because I feel like I can be quite naive a lot of the time. But on the downside, I feel it takes longer. And I think writing in the third person is easier, is quicker. Because, again, the blessing of writing in the first person, that you are in that person's head and you're there with their thoughts, it's easy to get that across. But yeah. If you then suddenly go, right, you then have to address that at all times to a degree. And if you're writing in the third person, you don't have to do that so much, and you can kind of get on with it a little bit more. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I find it means I have to agonize less.